WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. With fingers crossed, College Station School District administrators plan to move into the new Welborn Middle School in time for classes to start August 20th.
I'm claiming right now with a big gulp that we will have it ready in time for school to start.
CSISD's facilities manager John Hall thanked the city of College Station for granting special permission to move furnishings later this summer, followed by a temporary occupancy permit.
With this completion date so close to the first day of school, there's no doubt we're going to have a greater than normal number of punch list items. It's going to be a little more chaotic, a little rougher looking than what any of us are used to. We've had our hat off and talking to our friends at the city for many months over this, and they've been very, very cooperative, I might add.
Hall says the project is still within its $51 million budget. Last year, Brazos County Commissioners approved widening Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch. An update on the project was presented this week by county officials. Commissioner Steve Aldrich, who represents the area, says construction won't start until heavy truck traffic finishes going in and out of new residential subdivisions.
Looking at 1, 2, 3, 5 years before the county gives the go-ahead to start construction.
It will be a function of the development process going through planning and zoning with the city of College Station for the developers there. So we're just planning on having our design done and ready to say when the appropriate time comes to go ahead and bid an award and then be able to start the project.
Aldrich says the design phase is 30% complete, and he expects that to be finished sometime this year. Regarding two other county road projects south of College Station, Aldrich says an extension of Cherokee is almost done from the freeway to where the developer takes over construction, and he expects an extension of Mesa Verde from Indian Lakes to Highway 6 to be completed next month. Another groundbreaking has taken place at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. Officials turned dirt yesterday on a $42 million three-story academic building. That's where system universities outside of A&M will provide degree and certificate programs for up to 2,500 students who will be transferring from Blinn College's new building, which will open this fall. The system's building will open in the fall of next year. Members of the Bryan City Council being criticized for playing with their phones the last time public comments were allowed resulted in a second warning from the mayor.
The warning for Mayor Andrew Nelson was about making statements complimenting or criticizing the governing body or city staff.
I mean, it's nice to get them as compliments, but it's my policy that we're going to honor it as the law, as our charter shows.
The warning followed statements from former Councilman Rafael Pena, the president of the Castle Heights Neighborhood Association. Mayor did not react later in public comments from another Castle Heights speaker, Larry Gilbert.
I pay a lot of taxes in Bryan, and when we get up here and speak to you guys, like one of them say, people playing with their phones, and we're not paying attention to what our needs are.
Castle Heights speakers are in their fourth year of asking for street and flood mitigation projects in their neighborhood, which is south of Highway 21 and east of the freeway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The week after the Austin City Council forced private employers to provide paid sick leave comes a vote giving the same benefit for all city employees, including part-time, temporary, and seasonal workers.
This after council narrowly passed a vote mandating paid sick leave for private sector employers in Austin. Councilmember Ora Houston voiced her objections.
I know this is going to be awful, but I'm not going to be able to support this. There's too many things that are not finished yet. There are too many unknowns, and I can't endorse something that I have no idea about what the outcomes are going to be.
The measure passed 9-2 with Troxclair also voting no. In Austin, Eric Likem, TSN News.
College Station 911 dispatchers early yesterday morning received numerous reports of gunfire on the north side of town near the Bryan City limits. With the help of a witness, police found a man who told officers he fired an undisclosed number of shots from a pistol and a rifle. CSPD's news release did not indicate anyone or anything was hit. 22-year-old Samuel Brimberry was arrested for discharging a firearm and possessing marijuana in an unidentified controlled substance. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 53 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Caliber Realty. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Getting investment advice from one of the richest men in the world would be awesome. Getting real estate advice from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services would also be awesome. BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, and we now have the resources of one of the top companies in the world. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Bowman Business and Tax Services, an authorized IRS e-file provider.
Hey, good morning. It's 810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The weather across the area today looks decent. We'll alternate back and forth between sunshine and cloudiness. It'll be 70 to 75. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. Increasing clouds tomorrow. Highs, they'll be 65 to 70. Cloudy tomorrow night. There could be a couple of showers. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Cloudy, breezy Sunday. Chance of showers. High Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:11. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so we were talking there a minute ago about Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
That's Caliber owned, Realty.
Yep, they're owned by Warren Buffett.
Oh, okay.
Warren lives in the same house in Omaha, Nebraska that he bought in 1958.
Wow.
He paid $31,500.
Wow.
I mean, it's worth $700,000 now, but
right.
He's worth like $90 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think he had the house rewired? He had to, right?
I bet.
All the latest.
Because back in 1958, there was like one plug in every room.
Oh, right.
Or maybe two.
I'm sure it's had some remodel done.
I mean, it's a nice house.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a nice house.
It's not shabby.
Not at all. But, I mean, again, he's worth $90 billion. All right, so there's this, Chelsea.
Yes, Scott.
Okay. So you've seen this thing where a kid smashes his first year birthday cake, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now apparently adults are getting into the trend by buying smashed cakes.
Smash cakes.
For their 30th birthday.
Ooh. I want to eat cake. I don't want to smash it.
Okay.
But you can eat it after you smash it.
And, of course, you have to have the full photo shoot to go along with it.
Of course.
Well, maybe you need two cakes. Maybe you need a smash cake that's like, yeah, and then you get the kind of cake you really want.
I mean, it's your 30th birthday. How many times are you going to turn 30?
Right. Exactly.
Once.
So that's it. So what kind of cake do you want for your 30th
birthday? So I'm a huge fan of cookie cake. I always get a cookie cake for my birthday.
Oh, do you? Oh, really?
Yep. I mean, I like regular cake.
Okay.
But I much prefer cookie cake over anything. And just the chocolate and white icing. I don't like the colored icing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Just letting y'all know.
That's good. No, you need to do that. That's exactly right.
No, so you got to be specific.
Now, once again, you're going to have one up here to share and then one to take home?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody up here can buy me one to share.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do about this.
It is a Monday. My birthday is on a Monday.
Okay.
So
we'll remember that. We'll just have one here every Monday until
I'll
it
make
hits.
Sure to text y'all on Sunday to remind you.
Yeah, because you're not on Facebook, so how else am I going to know?
Exactly.
Let us know on Friday. Don't do it on Sunday.
You're right. Friday, that'll give you the weekend to get the cake.
Yeah, you'd be dealing with guys. They're going to go, yeah.
I had a unicorn on my cookie cake 2 years ago.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything for 30?
I like unicorns still.
Okay.
All right. You know, I like wine.
Okay.
You could do a wine-themed cookie cake. That would be cute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Or unicorn who's drinking wine.
Oh, Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott. There you go.
Drunk unicorn. Yeah, that describes
careful,
Chelsea.
Careful where you poke your horn.
Speaking of this, a Vancouver Police Department looking for 10 volunteers to get drunk in order to
My hands up. You can't see it, but my hands up.
To train new recruits. Well, it's Vancouver, which is a pretty cool city.
Yeah,
not bad at all. Anyway, so anyhow, what they want to do is they want to train new recruits in conducting sobriety tests.
Okay.
So each volunteer would have to drink a few shots of hard liquor, First thing in the morning.
Oh, geez.
Okay, you're
before you even brush your teeth.
Well, and then, see, then they do the sobriety test, the eye check, the walk and turn test, and the one-leg stand test.
Oh, okay.
A few hours later, you get pizza for lunch, and then you're driven home by the police around 4 o'clock.
That sounds fun.
Applicants need to be healthy between the ages of 24 and 60.
Yep.
Need email for their contact information, along with their drink of choice. And I guess that's it. Send it on to the Vancouver PD.
How interesting. You know, there is a local bar in town that serves what they call the Grand Slam shot.
Okay.
And it's, I believe it's Maple Crown, but then they give you an orange juice chaser and then a piece of bacon.
Yes.
Oh, are you
I've had it.
Me?
Just
it's
like delicious.
Yep, I have too. It's really good. It's just like a Denny's Grand Slam.
Oh, that I can't get by the maple thing.
Well, you just said first thing in the morning, so yeah. I was thinking, if you have to have, you know, a breakfast shot.
Yeah, I've just never gotten
make
the
it
maple
a grand
thing.
Slam.
I guess that's probably right. So a woman on a date in Kansas City, Missouri on Wednesday night when the guy began shooting at her inside the car.
Oh, wow.
She quickly got out.
Well, you would think.
Ran to her car, which was parked nearby. He drove past and shot at her again.
Oh, my gosh.
Hit her in the leg. Thankfully, she's okay. Shooter then drove home where police arrested him, took him to jail.
What? That's so weird.
I know. That's you're exactly right.
Was it
that's
a Tinder
just,
date?
You know, no idea. Okay. Don't know how they met. Don't have any idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Idea.
How scary.
Okay, so would you be surprised to hear that there's going to be a TV series called Dr. Pimple Popper? I mean, really?
No, it's
she's got a
YouTube
video.
Thing.
But she's going to have her own TV show
now.
Yeah,
Dr. Sandra Lee attempting to solve her patient's various dermatological issues.
I've just recently heard of this, and I've not watched it because that would... some people just get this weird pleasure.
Early edition of the show rolled out on January 3rd on the network. The Wrap reports... you can look at that if you want to.
Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Okay, you can register, by the way, if you want to have your dermatological situation looked at. TLC.com/cast.
And she's really cute, by the way, Dr. Pimple.
Okay,
Popper is a very attractive lady.
Okay, here you go. If you want to rent a DVD this weekend and be like everybody else, number one is Daddy's Home 2. That's brand new. Number two is Wonder. And number three is A Bad Mom's Christmas.
Okay. I've heard Wonder is really good. It's with Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
And Owen Wilson.
Yeah,
wow.
It's about a...
Coach Blair told me it was one of his faves
this year.
Yeah,
it's about a boy who's physically deformed.
Correct.
Right? I saw saw the trailer on that.
Yeah.
But, of course, coming up this weekend...
The 2018 Academy Awards are this Sunday. Which movie will win Best Picture? Call Me By Your Name?
I didn't see it.
Darkest Hour?
I meant to see it, but you know, the kids get sick and babysitter, it's hard.
Dunkirk?
I don't even know what Dunkirk means.
Get Out?
I missed it.
Lady Bird?
Is that a historical film? I didn't see that, no.
Phantom Thread?
Is that even a movie?
What about The Post?
That was the one with Tom Hanks. No, I didn't see it.
Shape of Water?
Yeah, The Frog Man. No.
Don't miss the Oscars. On second thought, I think The Walking Dead is on, or College Hoops, or Homeland, or something.
There you go, in case you don't want to watch it. So now, Ryan Seacrest is in trouble, right?
Yep.
And see, and Ryan is supposed to be on the red carpet interviewing people.
Right, for E!
So, OMG, what are we going to do? Man.
Are they going to let him
I don't
work?
Know. Yeah, he's going to work.
He's denied everything.
Yeah. That's new and different.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
And
but,
again. And they've...
Until proven guilty kind of thing.
And so apparently they're going to have him off in another area.
Oh.
And they'll bring the people over to him.
Yeah, that way they have a chance to say, no,
exactly.
I don't want to talk to Ryan and without making a big scene.
Sure. Now...
Makes sense.
There are records that could be broken in the 2018 Oscars, so I want you to go ahead and put together your list so that you can do a box check.
Okay.
If these happen, if Christopher Plummer wins for Best Supporting Actor in then he would be the oldest winner of an Oscar for acting. He's 88.
Oh, wow.
He took Kevin Spacey's spot, right?
He did.
Oh.
All the Money in the World.
Yep.
88.
He is also the current record holder for winning Best Supporter Actor for Beginners at the age of 82.
Okay.
So that was like 5 years ago. You can do your
I don't remember that movie.
Ago. I don't know.
Did he win one for Sound of Music?
No, I don't think he did.
No.
Rachel Morrison could become the first woman to win the Best Cinematography.
Oh, right.
She's nominated for Money.
Yeah, Kate was talking about that
That's right, I remember. Jordan Peele wins Best Director for Get Out.
Okay.
Would be the first African-American in history to do so.
See, I thought that was over a year ago, though. I didn't know that was that came out in the past year.
I'm not sure.
I wonder when the cutoff line is, though. Sometimes it may, you know, if something comes out right before.
The deal is it has to show in Los Angeles or New York.
Okay.
Before whatever, and then it can show in other places after that.
Okay.
That's all I know there.
Hmm.
If the head wins the Best Picture,
right,
it'll be the first time that an award has gone to a science fiction movie.
Oh, my.
Because after all, count as fantasy and not sci-fi.
Is this part of the show? Am I missing out on something? Is this something y'all do?
No. It doesn't matter. The name
of the
movie.
It doesn't matter.
The name of the movie doesn't matter.
We haven't seen any of them anyway.
Exactly right. And Hugh Jackman's movie could become the first live-action superhero movie.
Whoa.
To win, of course, the Best Adapted Screenplay.
Of course.
But it's a long shot.
Oh, I thought you were going to say The Greatest Showman. No, I don't think that's a superhero movie.
No, it's not. It's actually Logan is what
I know what you're talking about. Which, interesting, The Greatest Showman, one of the Aggie softball players has a song from the soundtrack as her walk-up music.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Because I was asking Tim Schnettler about that the other day. Erica Russell has a Hugh Jackman song.
Go Vikes, Brian Highgrad.
Hashtag.
There you go.
Go Vikes.
And her grandmother is a loyal listener to the Infomaniac.
Oh, really?
I got a chance to meet her the other day, she was just the cutest thing.
By the way, speaking of Vikings, that was not included on the sports earlier today.
No, I can't believe you left it out.
I know. I apologize. The Viking boys will be taking on Fort Bend Elkins today, 5 o'clock.
They'll beat them.
Okay. 5 o'clock down in Houston at Del Mar Fieldhouse. I got to interview Coach Chris Jones yesterday. For Chip Howard Sports Talk over there on the Zone, and
good luck, guys.
He is pumped. First time they made the regional tournament since 2003.
Nice.
Is that the old Del Mar Fieldhouse? Wow. Because back in the day. Wait, I'll tell you exactly when. 1967 and 1968. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Consolidated would have to play. Well, they were pretty good in basketball. They would play Conroe. At Del Mar Stadium, the Del Mar Basketball Arena. And at that time, it was like, I want to say Minnesota's basketball stadium, a basketball court, where you have to look up to see the players. You know what I'm saying? Is the benches are down below.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You're at court level. And broadcasting from court level is pretty different.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since you've don't do that very much. And but that's the old, and that Del Mar thing's been there for like 60 years.
Says it was opened in 1958.
Okay. There you go.
But I think they've changed some things in
probably.
There. Because I broadcasted a game from there a couple of years ago.
So they lowered the floor and things are more conventional.
Yeah,
now.
Okay. Yeah.
But back in the day, the first time I walked in there, I'm going, whoa, what is this? How am I going to do this?
Yeah.
We can hear Tenny squeak.
Tenny.
Okay. I got to get up on the soapbox for just a second.
All righty. We'll let you.
Hold on, you got to wait for him to climb up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you up there?
There?
Yeah.
There. Got it.
The sequel to Frozen.
Oh.
Frozen 2?
Yeah. Is going to include a lesbian Elsa.
I thought it was might include. The director is considering
it. Oh, excuse me. You're right. I'm reading that wrong.
Okay.
It says could include. You're
could.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be doing that. I mean, that's almost like we were talking about that principle yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know what the key demo is for Frozen, but I'm guessing that it probably starts at around 4.
Sure.
And goes up to, I don't know where, 21, 22, whatever. But do you really need to? Isn't parenting difficult enough?
Go ahead, Scott.
What's all that you don't need to interject that so that you're Snowflake is asking you, what does that mean?
Hmm. Weren't both of the princesses into dudes?
Well,
weren't they trying?
Is,
were well, they the, both trying the, to get with the prince?
I don't think no, because I think the one who was frozen, she couldn't be in love.
That was Elsa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elsa.
Yeah, she couldn't. Right. She couldn't touch people because then she would turn
the other sister. Right. Yeah, she was into the prince.
Yeah. Well, as Seinfeld said, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course.
I mean,
It's interesting. I mean, you know, and that's why the director is saying that they're considering.
I guess that's it.
It.
That's probably they're sending the trial balloon up.
Right, right.
So here's
because obviously, you know, Disney's never done anything like
that
before.
They probably want to get a little feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
for sure.
a little feedback from parents. I don't know how you do it. I'm sure there's some sort of a website you can go to or some sort of an email.
Maybe they were going to make a Twitter poll.
Yeah, that could be that. But it's coming out fairly soon, I thought.
I thought so, too. Or maybe is there a third one in the make?
Could well be.
I don't know. I guess I thought Frozen 2 was already out.
But no, you're right, and I'd misread that. I thought that they had made that decision. So they haven't made that decision. So if you want to weigh in on that, that'd be
sure.
You know, what you want to do. All right, it's 825.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, manage prints, services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Will the sell-off continue? Well, right now it looks so. Futures for the Dow indicating a drop of 220. After stocks skidded yesterday on news of President Trump plans massive tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, sparking fears of a global trade war. U.S. and Indonesian investigators have searched a luxury yacht off Bali, seeking evidence the crew had tried to evade authorities in Southeast Asian waters to avoid seizure related to a $4.5 billion fraud case brought by the Justice Department. The Wall Street Journal says police will name the captain of the ship a suspect in the case, alleging that he had turned off the automated identification system in waters around Singapore and the Philippines to avoid detection. NASA and Northrop Grumman, prime contractor for the trouble-plagued James Webb Space Telescope, are likely headed for further delays and risk exceeding the project's more than $8 billion cost cap. That, according to a review by the Government Accountability Office. Now, that's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. Suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
It's the weekend. Millions will be looking to Uber or Lyft to get them home from a night of partying. But now, sexual predators have discovered how easy it is to pose as an Uber or Lyft driver. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. The Los Angeles Times reports that last year, a woman climbed into what she thought was an Uber car outside a popular Hollywood nightclub. Police say the driver took her to a secluded area and repeatedly sexually assaulted her. He's been arrested and charged with raping not just her, but seven other women, each time posing as an Uber driver. And he's not alone. LA cops are dealing with dozens of sex assault cases, all with the same MO. Predators cruise areas with lots of nightclubs. They look for intoxicated victims who readily jump into a car, not realizing that it's not a legitimate driver. Women traveling alone are at the highest risk. So be safe. Don't use Uber alone. And when you do call Uber or Lyft, never get in before you verify that he's the correct driver. I'm Kim Komando. So let me give you a little preview of dinner at my house this coming Wednesday. It's both sweet and nice with a little spice. It's one of the HelloFresh most popular, easy-to-make gourmet dinners. The pineapple poblano beef tacos, prepared with a perfect blend of earthy spices and all topped with a fruity, fresh pineapple salsa. Adding to the flavors are fresh cilantro, Roma tomatoes, chopped red onion, a dash of sour cream, and of course, just enough poblano peppers. And this fantastic HelloFresh Hall of Fame recipe takes only 20 minutes in the kitchen. That's right, just 20 minutes. As always, depend on HelloFresh to include only the healthiest farmers market fresh ingredients delivered straight to your door. So let's have some fun. And don't forget, there's free shipping and $30 off your first HelloFresh meal. Get started right now at HelloFresh.com/Kim, and shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County District Court jury has sentenced a Brian man to three life terms in prison for an armed robbery at Pepe's restaurant 2 years ago. 25-year-old Peter Olson will have to serve another 28 years before he becomes eligible for parole. He is also awaiting trial on charges of firing a gun at a vehicle following that robbery, along with evading arrest and aggravated assault involving a crash, which were also after the robbery. Olson has also been indicted for a second armed robbery, hacking into the county jail's computer system in an attempt to forge paperwork that would have lowered his bond, and while in jail, attempting to sway someone to commit other armed robberies. In less than 8 months, College Station School District administrators plan to start moving into the new Welborn Middle School. The district's facilities director, John Hall, told the school board classes will start August 20th.
We do have projected completion date window between August 6th and August 17th right now. So we're pressing hard to make that closer to the 6th than the 17th.
Hall thanked the city of College Station for its assistance, including a temporary occupancy permit for August 17th.
We will start all the move-in activities for furniture and everything else prior to that with special permission from the city. We've already been talking to them about that.
While construction has been behind schedule, Hall says the new middle school is still within its $51 million budget. Brazos County officials presented an update this week on widening Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch. Commissioner Steve Aldrich, who represents the area, says 30% of the design work has been completed. The unknown is when the widening will start. Aldrich says they are waiting for construction vehicles to complete their drives in and out of a new residential subdivisions.
The idea is let's not spend a lot of the county and citizens' taxpayers' money on making improvements and then have a large amount of construction traffic up and down Arrington Road, putting damaging that surface.
That's one of three county road projects south of College Station. Aldrich says the completion of an extension of Mesa Verde from Indian Lakes to Highway 6 is expected next month, and an extension of Cherokee from the freeway to where the developer takes over is almost done. The ongoing efforts by supporters of improvements in the city of Bryan's Castle Heights neighborhood resulted in two warnings from the mayor.
The last time public comments were allowed at a council meeting, Andrew Nelson repeated a standard directive to not comment about the governing body or city employees. That was followed by several speakers representing the Castle Heights neighborhood, including former councilman Rafael Pena.
It takes a lot to come up here. It's intimidating. Sometimes it's a little disheartening because we see you guys looking down at your phones when we're up here and we're giving you guys the respect, addressing you guys. And I just hope that we get that respect.
That led to a second warning from the mayor.
I'm going to use this time for a second warning, whether it's a compliment or critical. We're not to talk about an individual staff member, council member.
The mayor did not react to a similar statement that was made by another Council Heights speaker requesting street and flood mitigation projects in their neighborhood, which is south of Highway 21 and east of the freeway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 53 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips or traffic alerts to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
836, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Time to have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here you are.
We'll see a mixture of sunshine and cloudiness today. The clouds will be coming in from the west and west-southwest today. Temperatures about 70 to 75. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. We'll see more in the way of cloudiness head into the region tomorrow. Turns partly to mostly cloudy, 65 to 70. There could be a few showers tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Cloudy, breezy chance of shower Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
837, Jay Sokol here from the City College Station. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Apparently we have breaking news. I didn't even know about this. When news breaks, we fix it. Go ahead.
Well, I saw on the Twitters, and maybe your crew saw this as well, that apparently Garth Brooks has said he may return to Aggieland in the near future.
Sooner than most people
old
expect.
News, Jay. Old news.
Well, I don't know that. We didn't talk about that.
We did not.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Oh, I could have sworn we talked about that yesterday.
Nope, but I did hear it on the radio yesterday. Oh. I can't remember.
See, I told Scott about it, and he had not heard. Yeah. And I had mentioned on Twitter to Ben Downs that we may need to dust off the old WTAW pickle.
That's right.
Because that was part of the Garth Brooks story from many years ago. Where he refused to be photographed with the pickle.
Today, this weekend is Rick Perry's birthday, who was Secretary of Agriculture at the time. And, of course, he'd take a picture with anybody, and he took a picture with the pickle.
He sure did.
And John Davidson did.
Yeah.
But I believe that you had an intrepid intern, right?
Well, this was one of the, I think Ben called her Shannon Brown, answered the phones up front.
Okay.
We had a series of Shannon Browns back then. Mm-hmm. So Garth was having a press conference before his multiple shows at Reed Arena,
right.
and I didn't want to mess with Garth Brooks.
Right.
I asked the intern if she would like to go interview him, and she said, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, okay, here's your recorder, here's a digital camera, which was the size of a brick at the time, and
weighed about the same.
Yeah, and you need to take this giant pickle and get Garth's picture holding it. And she said, okay, and thought nothing of it, and came walking into the room with the giant pickle and asked him to pose with it afterwards, and he really, really did not want to do that.
Well.
And he didn't. He refused.
Yeah.
But she was thrilled.
I was about to say, did he not pay attention to some of the shirts he wore at his concerts in the 90s? I mean,
yeah. Well, I think we ended up photoshopping it. Well, we didn't even know what Photoshop was then.
No, that was scissors and some tape.
Yeah, we pasted it in, having him sitting next to the table. Hello.
You know, even though Garth would not take a picture of the pickle, he did read on tape at the time, our sports talk logo. Our
slogan.
What do you call it?
Slogan. Yeah.
Correct. a chicken in every pot, and a ticket in every pocket.
Yeah.
And he. I do have that on tape, by the way.
It's probably actually on tape too, right?
It is. Yeah. Like for posterity.
A little cassette tape. Yeah.
Yeah, on a little cassette tape, which is long gone, by the way.
Exactly. So, okay.
Yeah, we can't play it, but it's there.
All right. Well,
but it's there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for telling us. Appreciate you.
There has to be a way. There's got to be a way.
To do what?
To be able to convert that to, you know, normal stuff now.
Right. Why don't you guys bring the pickle back here? So you've got people coming into the studio all the time.
He won't do it. He won't bring it back.
I know he has it, though.
Yeah, but he won't bring it. For a while, he feigned this ignorance as to its existence anymore. He just, I don't know where it is. And then I think he got busted on that.
Is it up in the attic somewhere?
I think it's in Mobile Avenue.
It's in one of the buildings. It's in one of our storage places. Okay, now this morning, for Jay's fun fact for the newsletter, something that's not animal-oriented, okay?
Because I felt like I had such a good one.
All right, one more. But, I mean, we're getting into a rut
that's
here.
That's true. Okay. Right. I'll save this one.
Well,
I'll see what else I can find.
If you can't, then we can revert back to that. But that would make three in a row on animals. And, you know, there's some people there who don't like
okay.
That.
Yeah,
no,
you weren't here for the
and I sent Jay one ahead of time last week when I was gone, and it had nothing to do with animals.
Oh.
What happened to that one?
You didn't let us know, Chelsea.
Jay know.
I forwarded both of those to... Okay. To the folks who kind of finished.
Remember,
up
it was
the...
about tennis bracelets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, fine. I'll find something else.
And off she goes.
That's always the first thing that shows up is about the animals.
A bit dismissive. You have a guess.
I do. Right. Awaiting patiently over there from our Department of Community Services, David, the Tower of Brower.
There you go. Hey, David, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks, Scott. Good morning.
Welcome back. Okay, so folks need to understand what you do is not for everybody, but for the people who need it. It is a really important service that you provide in the city of College Station. Talk about that a little bit.
That's right. We have a minor home repair program, so minor but necessary repairs. If you're a homeowner inside the city limits of College Station, we have a grant of up to $7,500 that can help make those repairs.
Not everybody can qualify. There are some qualifications that need to be met, but if you want to fix your place up, this is money for you.
That's right. And so we have an income limit. Our grants that we receive, we have to benefit low and moderate income folks. And one of the things people think is, I wouldn't qualify for that. But if you're a household of four, you can make $48,300 a year and qualify. And so what we found is this program helps people make those repairs to stop things from getting worse later. So emergency situations, an air conditioner goes out in the summer, we've helped with that. A leaky roof that if you don't fix that can cause a lot more problems later. A pipe that breaks, dangerous electrical situations. It's meant to help preserve the integrity of the housing stock in College Station. But give us a call if you're interested in that program. We have... Eric Barton's on staff, and he has many, many years of construction experience. We'll come out, take a look at what's wrong, and we've got an application for you to fill out. Mm-hmm. You can go to our webpage and find that, cstx.gov/housing-assistance.
Okay.
All one word.
It's a finite amount of money, but, is there a timeline, or what do they need to be considering as far as that's concerned?
Right. So right now we have funds, and we've actually got another program that's a full rehabilitation program. It's a loan that half is forgiven over 10 years. The other half is paid back when you move out of the house. But if you need a lot more work to be done, we have that option available as well.
Okay. And so they just need to be in touch with your office, fill the form out, and then we'll kind of move forward from there. Right?
That's right. cstx.gov/housing-assistance. You can give us a call at 764-3778, and we'll do that. And so so we've got programs to help if you own a home and need those repairs. And then we've got home buyer education classes so we can help get people ready to buy a home. When I was a kid in the 80s, one of my favorite shows was G.I. Joe, and Now You Know, and knowing is half the battle.
Okay, there you go.
And that applies to a lot of things, but buying a house is definitely one of those.
Certainly, certainly. And again, if you need to know that you need to do a lot of work before you even get to the point where you're sitting down and talking to a real estate person.
That's right. You've got to save money. So financial goals, you've got to know about credit, and is yours where it needs to be? So starting in April 9th, it's every Monday night, the 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th at the Lincoln Center. So we're going to be at that brand new facility at the Lincoln Center. So we'll go start to finish everything you need to know about buying a home. You can go register for that class online at cstx.gov/homebuyer. Mm-hmm. cstx.gov/homebuyer. It does fill up. We have a realtor that sponsors the class and provides dinner. It starts at 6 and goes to 7:30, so it's those four Monday nights, but we'd love for you to come out. And again, once you have that knowledge, you can save time, save money, and it's really good to do that up front.
So you need to sign up. Can't just show up. Okay. Anything else you got for us today?
Yeah, so we receive funds every year, federal grant funds, the Community Development Block Grant and the Home Investment Partnership Grant, and we've received these funds since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done lots of different things with the funds throughout the years, and they're very versatile. You can do a lot of different activities with the money we receive. So next week, March 6th, Tuesday night at the Lincoln Center, 6 o'clock, we're going to have a public hearing where we'll explain what we do with these grants, what the possibilities are. Every year we work with City of Bryan. They have really great folks in their community development office. We fund local nonprofits. We have housing programs, like we've discussed. We can do public facility activities, which are streets and sidewalks, sewer projects to help development move forward. And it all has to benefit low and moderate income folks primarily. But we want input from citizens. What are the most pressing needs? To be educated about what the grants can do, but then to tell us, here's what we think are the most pressing needs and the way you should go with using those funds so that we can use the dollars in the best way possible.
Right.
And then we've also got a survey. So you can go take a survey online.
Okay.
If you go to the city's main webpage at cstx.gov, under recent news, we're the second thing down. So you click on that and just take the online survey, and we would appreciate that. We want to know what citizens think about needs in our community.
Sure. So you can either do it in person on March the 6th or do it online. Good. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. What else you got?
A little change up in our schedule for city council meetings. So our next set of meetings will actually be Monday, March the 5th. And workshop will start at 5 o'clock. The regular meeting at 6 o'clock. So don't look for the Thursday meeting. Look for the Monday meeting. And let me just mention that opening ceremonies for the week of Grant begins on Sunday, March 4th. And
will it be like a torch run around the neighborhood, or how's that going to go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have opening ceremonies, and then a week later, the closing ceremonies, and he turns 17. So happy birthday to Captain Austin. That makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez. All right, so here's your fun fact.
Here is your fun fact that is not animal related.
All right.
Okay. A banana is a berry.
Oh.
Pretty easy.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. Short, but impactful.
Just like Scott. Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
You're welcome.
We visit with folks at City College Station on Fridays.
Our community interview is paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. The Eagle recommends a vote for Margaret Meese for Brazos County District Clerk.
There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to votemeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
I love my trucks. They're old beaters. They have extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. CarShield is an affordable protection that can save you thousands and cover those repairs. It's not just mechanical repairs either. They have plans that covers your car computer, GPS, electronics, everything. You can get the dealership or the mechanic you choose to do the repairs, and they're paid directly. So get the coverage that I have, CarShield. 1-800-CAR-6100. Mention the promo code Beck or visit CarShield.com. Promo code Beck, save 10%. Deductibles may apply.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to find out what's going on in the arts. Chris Dyer here this morning. How are you?
Doing great. Lots of good stuff going on right now.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Well, we're starting up on Empty Balls Jr. again. You know, it goes around fast. We're in this, but that's coming up on March 3rd, and we're going to Allen Honda this year. So really our theme lately has been increasing our profile and visibility. And I have Wade here from Shipwreck and Amico Nave. He's really one of the big coordinators of all our restaurants that are going to be at the event.
We'll plug Admiral Catering in there, too. How you doing, Wade?
I'm doing great.
Great. So if for somebody who's new to town, may not know, let's talk about this project.
Well, this is a great event. First of all, it's for hungry kids, and there's just not a better cause to go out and support. Second of all, it's an art thing. You get to go out, look at a bunch of cool bowls that were created by kids. You get to pick out a bowl, buy it, and then you get to go over and get it filled up with soup. And this year, we're actually increasing the amount of soup. We went from a smaller bowl to a larger bowl of soup. And we have 18 restaurants that are going to be out there.
Tremendous.
So you have just a huge amount of variety to choose from.
So you get to go by and there's a pot, different pots of soup, and you get to pick the one you want?
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely.
You pick the bowl you want, you get the soup that you want.
Correct.
Wow. And the whole process is, first of all, to help out by showing what kids can do in school, and then also to make people aware of the hunger issues that we
Absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely.
Yep. So that's going to be at?
It's at Allen Honda on March the 3rd. Mm-hmm. It's from 11 to 1:30.
Okay. So bring a busload of people and go do that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks again for doing this for us, too.
My pleasure.
What else you got?
Yeah, just to touch on that, we have approximately 23 schools participating from all over the Brazos Valley. We will award the proceeds from that event to in-school food pantries, which is a huge deal because a lot of kids go home hungry every weekend, and their families do as well. So, you know, the more people that come out and make a donation for a bowl, which is $10, and we'll have probably 1,000 bowls this year, which is just amazing. That goes back to benefit those programs, and we can feed more hungry kids that way.
18 restaurants and 23 schools, is that what you say?
Yeah, at least 23 schools. We keep updating it on our website, but we have everybody from Franklin to Bryan to private schools here to College Station. We have a lot of school districts covered. Navasota, you name it, we got it.
Sure, okay. What else you got going on?
Well, just a really busy time right now. We have our art after school. We have a lot of museums are opening new exhibits. You know, it's the spring. Mm-hmm. We always push everybody back to acbv.org to check all the great things going on. In our gallery right now, we have an Art League show, some really nice work from local artists. And we say get out there and support those artists so they'll stay in their community and they can make a living.
There you go. Well, Chris Dyer from the Arts Council, thanks for being with us.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 7 minutes till. So let me see. The National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's and Women's Basketball National Championship Tournament will be coming up soon. We don't call it that March thing.
No, we don't know.
Okay. So, you know, there are some people who like to, all year round, make sure people know how they feel about the opponent of their favorite school.
Right.
And probably none better than Carolina and Duke. I mean, they don't like each other. Wall Street Journal this morning, story about Kenny Dennard, knew exactly what he wanted on his vanity license plate, which was GTHCGTH. He knew exactly what he wanted, and he went to get it. Now, doesn't matter that he lives in Houston, and he has his license plate from Texas, but you see, in North Carolina, where he once played college basketball for Duke, everybody knows what that means. Go to hell, Carolina. Go to hell.
Okay.
So he's got it. Yeah. There's a picture in the Wall Street Journal of him with his license plate that says that. So there you are. So, and, you know, it would be interesting to know if there's somebody like in Wisconsin who has beat the hell out of TU or something, license
right.
plates. And I guess there's no way to really find that out. Well, that'd be a good thing for, like, the guys over at Tex-Ags to do, because they got nothing else to do.
Right. They're just
they need to
out.
Research that and see if there's sure. vanity plates for those kind of things that happen. Well, the British footwear brand Hunter, known for their $150 wellies.
Oh, yeah, I have some.
Okay. They're, and,
jeez.
Well, so does Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
And Kate Moss.
Of course.
So, of course, now they're going to go ahead and downsize it by teaming with Target.
Oh, okay.
The Hollywood Reporter said the wide-ranging collection will include footwear and apparel and accessories for men and women and kids, along with home items like hammocks and sun umbrellas and coolers.
Nice.
300-plus line. It hit the stores April the 14th. So.
To my defense, I did ask them for, they were a Christmas present.
Okay.
And I used them basically as my snow boots when I lived in Syracuse.
Oh,
and so
okay.
they come with like these socks that you can put on the inside of them to kind of insulate them and make them warmer. But they really are great rain and just kind of like, not work boots, but if you need to be sledging through some stuff. Right.
And they
great.
Do last forever.
Oh, forever. Yeah.
Forever.
I'll never need another pair.
Did we ever do this story about the Flamin' Hot Cheetos movie?
No.
I don't.
The movie won't be out, won't be about the spicy snack itself, but rather the creation of the snack by the janitor. Well, he's not a janitor anymore, but he was Richard Montanez. Montanez was a janitor at Frito-Lay when he came up with the idea of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So they're going to make a movie about that, which might okay. be kind of interesting.
So it's like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Well.
But with Cheetos.
Yeah, something like that. ABC had the fastest sellout of the Oscars ever, just so you know. That's okay. Coming up this weekend, Casey. Are we going to talk to Kate? Are we going to do something about that?
Oh, we can try. Yeah. Should we do after the,
yeah,
after
yeah,
the
Monday.
Oscars
yeah,
and
do
a little
Monday,
recap?
Okay. She said she told us she was going to fill out two brackets.
Right.
Brackets.
Okay.
Brackets.
Like, movies are like sports to her, I
yeah,
guess. But,
yeah.
Anyhow.
I know. Ballots, I think, was actually.
That's probably
the,
are there
yeah.
wagers on these brackets?
Well,
that's
I mean,
what
I guess
know.
You could.
Make things yeah. interesting.
Sure.
Either you guys see the Blair Witch Project, that movie?
I don't
no.
think I ever did. Okay. It was too scary for
yeah,
me back
it's,
then.
It's different. Anyway,
back then.
Yeah, I was in like middle school.
About now.
Apparently going to be
oh,
a
yeah.
Blair Witch TV series.
Oh,
out
oh really?
So, yeah.
That's. See, they came out with a second one, too, like the sequel,
right.
and apparently it was a stinker.
Right. They should. They had one good idea. They got rich off of it. They shouldn't have messed with it anymore, right? That's it. 3-2.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down. Then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 18093780. 2007 Toyota Avalon. Selling price $5,299. 72 months at 2.99% APR. $29 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
The most popular makes, the most popular models. It's the best Repo Joe sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Subject to prior sale.
The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. With over 50 years of experience, Ingram Wallace & Company has knowledge of tax laws and legislation that allows them to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let them develop a strategy for you or your business. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find them online or call 776-2600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Hathaway. I've known Margaret Meese for over 20 years. As an attorney, her clients understand that she is very thoughtful, very detailed. Even in the face of great trials and tribulations, I've never seen Margaret back down. She never appears scared. She faces it head on and knows that between her diligence and God, they're going to get it done. If Margaret says she's doing it, it gets done, definitely. Won't you join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese?
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a minute and a half till.
I'm tired.
He ran up four flights of stairs just to get here so he could say hi.
I am so tired.
Yeah.
But I would like to point out this is the fourth year in a row I have missed my wife's birthday to go do a trip to D.C.
What a great hubby.
Yeah, I'm just as good as they get.
He did some lame video with Congressman Flores and thought that would get him out of the doghouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay. Pay no attention to the excellent food in the background, sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm drinking. Yeah, go ahead.
You couldn't take Area Woman with you?
She's Professor Downs, you know, has a job, and so she teaches.
Every once in a while, she has to go do that teach thing.
Yeah. There are students who have actually paid money to go hear what she has to say. So she did
give me the credit card, though, while you were gone.
I bet she didn't.
Dang. But we did. We did bring it to Mallory.
Far more trustworthy than the Reber girl.
We do need to, for her birthday, you know, her big birthday is coming up, so we need to get, like, a cookie cake for her.
Yeah, let's get right on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have 6 months.
Something like one.
Six months.
Come on, I've got the payroll records in my office. I know when everybody's birthday is.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So anyway, so you have a 15-second story?
Back again.
Okay.
Here we are. Got to go back in 2 weeks, but I'm back today, by golly. Thank you, United, for keeping it above the ground.
That's right, and you'll be there watching the Oscars, I know. All right, we're back on Monday, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 9 o'clock.